The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Pesachim Daf Chof. The last part of the Chinuch Kana Kehanim and the Laws of Tumah. We had before in the sugya that there are seven mashkes, seven main liquids, which are makabel tuma and machshel makabel tuma, and they are rishatev ziyad shochat dom, yayin wine, dvas bee honey, shemen olive oil only, not other oils, chol of milk, tal dew, dom blood, and mayim water. Any other masker is not masher makabel tuma, is not makabel tuma. There's a machlokes or rishonim in the laws of challah between the Rambam and the Rosh, brought down your day with Yosef and your day when Shimchav Tetz brings it down, that dough that's kneaded with May Peris, which is not from Zion masker, is that chayim challah or not? Let's say you'll take orange juice or apple juice, and you'll make a dough out of that. Will that dough be chayv and challah if it's a shear or not? The Rambam shit is it's chayv and challah, and the Rosh shear is it's potter and challah. The Mechaber paskens over there like the Rambam, it's chayv and challah with a brocha, but the Sach says that since the Rosh argues, you should have a challah without a brocha. There is over here a complication in halacha. If you make a challah with maske that's not makabel tuma and not machshel makabel tuma, so you're going to have on your hands challah tohira. Be shame if you use the Zion maskers, let's machshir it. So before the challah is chal, before you mafris the challah, it's already machshel makabel tuma and makabel tuma from Asura or Old Tommy Mace. So maybe it's challah tzmeya, which you like to destroy and burn once you mafris the challah. But if you have a challah dough made from one of the mushrooms that's not makabel tuma, so you have challah tohira on your hands because it's not makabel tuma, but mashal makabel tuma. You have challah tohira. So once you mafresh it, what are you going to do with it? You can't burn it. And you can't be matan it. So what are you going to do with it? So, can't burn it all. So, I just let it rot, or give it to a kohen cotton, which is not such a desirable thing to do. So, the chatzli has to get out of the problem and not make such a dough. So, I have to mix in some water, and once you mix some water in, then it's going to make it come chomish, and if it's makabel, it's called lechem, and such a thing would be chayv and challah. But, and also, be mukshel makabel tuma. And therefore, if it's kabel tuma from the person before it's made the mafris the challah, it wouldn't be a problem. But really, al pi halacha, you're not supposed to make a challah from the mashkes that are not makabel or mashal kabel tuma. And therefore, you should only use, if you ever do make such a challah from such mashkes, the nasan zain mashken, you should indeed make, add some water. And then it's mashal kabel tuma, and then it's no problem at all, because it's ready makabel tuma, and then you have challah tmei, which you ought to burn after you mafresh it. And agav, if you make from design mashkins, grape juice, or olive oil, or milk, things like that, those things are in mashkins, and they're chayv in challah kol yalma, and of course you mafresh them with a brocha. And finish off with one other halacha l'maisa about the yoni tuma and the gevis manzer, about going into the harabais nowadays when we are all tamei mesim. There's a machleket tarishonim brought down among the Avraham, siman tov kruf samach aleph, between the Rambam and the Ravid and many other tarishonim, whether or not bizvan azeh we are allowed to go into the harabais when we are tamei mesim. The Rambam shita is that kedusha rishoyno kitcha v'shaita v'kitcha los lovay. I mean, even though the rest of Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha is bottled with Manazeh, and Shomer Shavaitis are passed along the Rabbanon, but the Kedusha of Yerushalayim V'Mikdosh is there with Manazeh, and therefore, a Tommy Mace cannot go into the Machan Shechina and not go into the Machan HaMikdosh nowadays. The Ravid are used, but the Magen Avraham of their passed by the Rambam, and that's how Moshe Shem hold, and therefore we are not allowed to go into the Makam HaMikdash Bizman Hazer when we are Tzmei Meshim. It's a chi of curse to go there. When a person goes to the curse of Bizman Hazer, he has to be very careful the way he goes. If he goes the regular way, by the buses and taxis letting him off by the Kaisel, that's clearly going into Har Bayis. But if a person goes to the Arab Shuk and doesn't know exactly where to turn, he might end up going in to the areas not allowed to go. And therefore, a person should never go till he knows the way from Yerushalmi so he can teach him exactly how to go in a way he shouldn't go into the area where Tarmes can't go. There's a question, halacha. Are you allowed to fly over the Avir Hoazora in a helicopter or a plane? Can you see the Makam Mikdash? Is that called desecrating a Torah Meir going in? Or maybe if you go over the Avir Hoazora, it's not Osa. Can you take a plane over there or not? So, there is a Gemara in Shvur Saf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph that says, Tola atzmoi ba'adri ha'azora mahu. If a person who's tamei somehow propelled himself or he was pushed over and he's hanging on a pole in the adri ha'azora, he's balancing on a pole, hanging on a pole, is that person mahu? What's the halacha? Now, Tosfos brings down a girsa, adri ha'azora ka'azora domi, or lav ka'azora domi. Is the Avir Zara like the Zara or not? And Taishka says that can't be the right Gersa in the Gemara. The Gemara cannot be clear in such a Shaila, because there's a clear Gemara in Zvachim of Haman Beis that Avir Zara is like a Zara Dami. The Gemara there is talking about sticking, and it's Sarah who became Balkari sticking his hands into the Azara. And the Gemara says, if Bia b'miktzah small Bia, if part of your body going in is called Bia into the Azara, so how can you stick your hands in for the matan b'chaynus of the mitzayra to become tohar if he's a bal keri? And the Gemara says that a bib mixes a small beer, you shouldn't be sticking your hands in. He's not standing in the Azara, he's only in the Avir Azara. So from there, it proves Avir Azara is certainly Kazara Domi, and that Tashis means connected the walls and higher than the walls, Avir Azara Kazara Domi. And therefore, Taisha says there can be no shaila in the Gemara whether or not that person is Avir Azara. He's for sure Avir Azara, and the Gemara has to be something else completely, like Taisha says over there. La halacha lemaisa, we do paska like that, that Avir Azara is Asa. Now, even though there's a Gemara, in Psochim, that's Pehe Amid Beis, it says, Gagim va'aliyah eslen ishashua. The binyonim in the Azara, the aliyahs on the top of the gun stand on the roof of those things, of those binyonim, or in the attics on top of them, there's no kedusha. A tarmes isn't over by being over there. But the Zrajin and Tshuva, Chelk Beresh Shem and Tofresh Tzadik Aleph says, that it's only talking about the original part of the Azara where they made binyonim. But the rest of the Avir Azara, says that Avir Azara is definitely Hazara Dami, like Fletcher says in Zochim, in Fletcher's Bruce in Zochim, and therefore, you're not allowed to go. So the Pesachim Paschim, that a person nowadays is not allowed to go over the Azara, even in a plane or a helicopter. Not only that, the Strasburger Rav in his Sefer King and Torah Paschims, that a person can't even sayaya and put together a trip for going to go over in a helicopter. Why? Because a helicopter is a kli matchas hamakabel tuma, and you're not allowed to throw tuma into the Azara. The one person, the person throws keli tuma into the Azara, you're over at Issa for throwing tuma into the Azara. So you can't even have such a put together such a trip for going to go over the Azorah in a plane. We're going to finish off with one last halacha in Yoni Tuma. It's well known that the Mechabit says in Siman Tov Resh Pei Hei Siv Zayin Or Chaim that some say Parshas Parah, the Kriya we do one time a year in the month of Adar as learning Parshas Parah, some say it's Min HaTorah. And the Peskim struggle to understand what does the Mechabit mean? Where should Parshas Parah be Min HaTorah from? There's a Meshach Chochman, I'll just talk about it. Some say it's a mistake, it's really just pay, Parshas Purim, which is Parshas Zohar, instead of getting on Purim, Parshas Amalek. But Lemaisa, many Rishayim do seem to say this Girsa, where the Mechabah got it from, that yes, Parshas Pura is indeed the Raisa, it's not clear where. The Spitzman says a very interesting explanation where Parshas Pura should be Minat Torah from. Right near the end of Parshas Metzora, there's a pasuk, "Vizartmetz b'nei Yisrael mitumah sam," which is keep Yidden away from Tumah. The Malbim says that means to say that Beis Din has the obligation to teach Yidden where they can and where they can't go. The Mechuyatim Medir Halachas Bram Gifshim Barabim says the Stifler, when we say Parshas Pura every year, we are talks about not coming into Mikdash when you're Tami without getting Torah to Paraduma. It says clearly you can't come into Mikdash in that parasha. Where that is the right Siddiqa Din on Basin, they would do the Tzibra. And there's Mani Dad's Nagaya, because Tami Mace cannot go into the Zora, even with Mani there also. So therefore, Parashas Pura is a keel of the Din HaTorah that based in Vizashmesh B'nesham to Masam, Vizashmesh to Medea the Yidden, not to become to Azorah when they're Tomei. And that's why Parshas Parah indeed is Min HaTorah. So Baruch Hashem, we have given of last year in Shiurim all different cases where in Yoni Tum of Atara and Negea B'zman Hazeh, it was Negea, the laws of Kehanim and Chayav Reka Cholol. It was Negea, it's Negea, the laws of Dorsh the Lord B'masker, knowing about Thomas Masker and the share of washing for bread. It's Negea, the Shach of Sukkah. It's Negea, Kesomim. It's Negea, the Yonim Mikveh and Shir of Mikveh. It's Negea, the laws of Challah and the laws of Kesomim by Nida. So we see indeed how learning Kalim and the Holos and the Goyim has such a relevance to Bizman Zeh also.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.